The Federal Aviation Administration is set to announce new safety standards today for airline fuel tanks. They will apply to all U.S. commercial aircraft and have long been awaited in the aviation safety industry. The regulations are intended to solve the kind of problem that caused the deadly TWA accident in 1996 off Long Island. That aircraft and two others were destroyed after the center fuel tank exploded. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The FAA is requiring airplane manufacturers like Boeing and Airbus to re-examine the design of their fuel tanks. John Hickey is director of aircraft certification at the FAA. He says the agency is asking manufacturers to do two things.
Number one is identify, with all the new knowledge, was there any possible situation that could create or induce an ignition source in the tank? If it is, it's to be fixed.
In the case of TWA Flight 800, investigators think the most likely ignition source was a short circuit in older wiring around the fuel tank. But that spark set off an explosion because the center fuel tank was filled only with flammable vapors. Investigators say the jet's air conditioning pack was located right under the tank, which heated the mixture of gases in there. So today, the FAA is ordering manufacturers to further minimize the risk of flammability, either by relocating the air conditioning packs away from the center fuel tank or developing a way to cool the tank so it doesn't catch fire. As for existing aircraft, the FAA says manufacturers will have 18 months to develop new maintenance and inspection guidelines for their fuel tanks. Again, John Hickey.
The potential risks of not doing these things are very, very small. They're extremely remote. But we feel that it's absolutely necessary to do this anyway, because we have the knowledge of what potential problems might exist, as small as they are. And we feel it's important that the manufacturers of these airplanes correct those problems and introduce new maintenance and inspection programs, and the airlines adopt them.
The FAA is trying to preclude what could be a lethal trend, an airplane fuel tank exploding every 5 years or so. The first occurred in 1990. It was a fatal Philippine Airlines crash. And in 1996, it was TWA Flight 800, which killed 230 people. Then this year, in March, a Thai Airways International jet exploded at a terminal in Bangkok. One flight attendant was killed. Given this, some aviation experts disagree with the FAA's characterization of how unlikely a fuel tank explosion is. Kevin Darcy is an aviation safety consultant.
I guess it depends on the definition of extremely remote that one uses, but I don't think that having multiple occurrences, now three center tank explosions, can be considered extremely remote.
Darcy was an investigator for Boeing on both the TWA crash and the Philippine Airlines crash. Those two incidents and the one this year in Thailand all involved Boeing jets. Darcy says fuel tank explosions are only the fifth leading cause of airplane crashes, but they're more highly scrutinized by investigators because the first four leading causes are related to human error.
Although it's not the number one killer by any means, it is an airplane problem, and we don't tolerate airplane problems.
The FAA's new federal guidelines on fuel tank safety will apply to all manufacturers and all airlines. The agency estimates it will cost airlines $165 million to implement the changes. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.